I dissolve in my own mind and in the minds of all others any idea that my own can be withheld from me. Person, thing, or event can keep that from me which the universe has for me now.
Good.
Now, friends, let's use number two, because during this second period, we're going to be thinking about these cleansing laws of prosperity. Number two says, my financial income cannot be limited now. The rich substance of the universe now frees me from all financial limitations. You got them? My financial income cannot be limited now. The rich substance of the universe now frees me from all financial limitations. Now, we're going to be talking about release, freedom and release. Look at number four. I now let go worn-out things, worn-out conditions, worn-out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world together. I now let go worn-out things, worn-out conditions, and worn-out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. And you know, we said that you would have prosperity demonstrations right away from this class. I'm wondering if anyone had a prosperity demonstration during the coffee break. It happens, you know. We had a seminar someplace, and a lady who was in the real estate business, almost, later it turned out she had sold a piece of property on the coffee break to someone else at the seminar. Well, I had a prosperity demonstration during the seminar. Someone handed me a check. It's not for me personally, but it's for a very worthy cause. So I've already had my prosperity demonstration during this first 24 hours. It works. It works. Now, friends, when you turn to the inside, and let's take one other statement. Again, let's use the statement at the top of the page. Vast improvement comes quickly. In every phase of my life now, every day in every way, things are getting better and better for me now. Together, vast improvement comes quickly in every phase of my life now. Every day in every way, things are getting better and better for me now. Good. Now, if you will look at your summary sheet, at the section number two, we're going to be thinking together about the cleansing laws of prosperity. Now again, friends, this is the ideas that we're sharing here with you during this hour are ideas that most success courses don't talk about. Cleansing is the first step in prosperity. And if people around the world knew the cleansing laws or the cleansing steps to prosperity and used them, they would revolutionize their lives for good quickly. Life is a constant purification or cleansing process. The ancient Greeks observed rites of purification and cleansing, and so must we. If we try to bypass the cleansing laws of prosperity, we bypass our good because we have not cleansed our minds and our lives to make room for the good that we want. Now, the cleansing law of prosperity, as it says here on the summary sheet, basically is very simple. You must get rid of what you do not want in order to make room for what you do want. Your good does not flow easily into a cluttered, crowded situation. Your good does not flow easily into a cluttered, crowded state of mind or emotion. And so we must form a vacuum in both inner and outer ways. Magnetic influences are transmitted perfectly through a vacuum. By forming a vacuum, we become a magnet to our good. And so it's a marvelous idea to work with. When we form a vacuum, we become magnetic to our good. Now, we can use it in many simple ways. Basically, get rid of what you do not want to make room for what you do want. And it's good to begin in an outer way. In other words, clean up, clean out the closets, the desk drawers, the house, the car, the office. Form a vacuum in an outer way. This makes a believer of your subconscious as you begin to do this. And you begin to get excited, and your subconscious begins to accept this idea and to work with you. It cooperates with you, and it begins to expect something good to happen. There has to be a release of the old to make way for the new. We can unblock and undam our good by forming a vacuum. A woman in Chicago heard about this idea one time. And I do not mean to suggest anything to you, but she decided to stay home the next day from work and form a vacuum. And so she started cleaning her house. When she cleaned out the closet, nothing happened. But when she cleaned out the dresser drawer, she found $30 she had stuck back and forgotten about, and that was her first prosperity demonstration from the vacuum idea. Now, another lady formed a vacuum by cleaning out all of her pocketbooks. And in one of them, she found $40 that she had forgotten about. And so it's an interesting idea to work with. A businessman cleaned out his office, and he found an old savings account book, a passbook, with $3,000 in it that he had forgotten about. It was 7 years old, so it would have been $3,000 with interest. Now you say, well, how could you forget that you had $3,000 in savings? Well, I don't know, but I'm inclined to believe that it really happened to this man, because once when I formed a vacuum by cleaning up and cleaning out, I found an entire book manuscript that I had written and forgotten about. Now, how could you forget that you'd written a book? But I had. And so I believe that this man had the same kind of thing happen to him when he found $3,000 in savings. And so it's an interesting idea to work with. And to get us into that state of mind, let's use number four together. Let's just begin to declare this idea. Number four on the front of your sheet. I now let go. Worn out things, worn out conditions, worn out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. Together. I now let go. Worn out things, worn out conditions, worn out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. Good. A musician in Southern California learned about this vacuum law of prosperity, and he decided to try it. And so after the first night of our seminar, he went home and cleaned out his own private clothes closet. This was something that no one in the family could say anything about, you see, if he cleaned it out. And so as he started cleaning out his own private clothes closet that night, he got an idea. He was a public school teacher in the Los Angeles school system, and this was in the spring of the year, and he needed a summer job. And so as he cleaned out that closet, he got the idea for conducting a music workshop around the country in colleges and universities. And so he made a telephone call the next day to his agent, his music agent in New York, who liked the idea and got busy booking him for music workshops in summer school sessions in leading colleges and universities all over the country. Now, the second thing that happened after he cleaned out his closet was this. He said that he had needed more weekend work, freelance work, like playing for parties and weddings and for special events. And so the second thing that happened after he cleaned out his closet was that he got a telephone call from one of his neighbors, who was also a musician. She said she had more freelance work than she could do, and could she start referring her overflow calls to him? And so she did, and this was his second result from cleaning out the closet. The next thing that happened was that on his way to work the next morning, he was on one of those crowded California freeways, and he saw a lady on the side of the freeway, and her car was stalled. And he said had he not been to the prosperity seminar, he wouldn't have stopped. But somehow he just felt in an uplifted state of mind, and charitable, and so he stopped to see if he could help this lady in trouble. And he checked the engine of her car and decided that probably it was just overheated. So he told her he would wait a moment to see if she needed transportation to the nearest garage or not. So as he stood there chatting with this lady, he suddenly realized she was wearing a uniform, a white uniform, probably a domestic worker's. And so he asked her, and she said, yes, she did domestic work. And he said, well, do you have any days, any spare days? He said, my wife and I have been looking for someone for a long time. And she said, yes, I have every other Thursday free. And he said, all right, you're hired to come to our house every other Thursday. Now, the second night of the seminar, he came back to the seminar, and he told us that these three things had happened in 24 hours, the music workshop, the weekend work, and the maid for their home. And he was very excited that second night. He said, if all of this happened from just cleaning out the closet, I can hardly wait to see what happens when I clean out the garage. And so it's a fascinating idea to work with. Now, it works on all levels. I did some seminars for some insurance executives one time, and of all of the prosperity laws that we talked about, this was the one that they liked the best. They all rushed home to clean things out and get things in order in their offices, but they loved this cleansing law of prosperity. And so it's a wonderful idea to work with. Now, friends, along with cleansing your life in general, getting rid of what you do not want, also get things in divine order generally, or get things in order generally. And as you do so, declare order. Because you see, the universe does not violate the orderly arrangement of events. Instead, our universal good seems to withhold the next development until order is first established in the present situation. So often we strain to get something that we want when everything in our immediate environment is out of order. And so we need to get things around us in divine order. This opens the orderly way for our new good to come to us. And so it does little good to strain for some new good to come to us, work hard to try to bring it about if things aren't in order, because we need to open channels to bring it to us, and order does that. Now, Emerson spoke of sublime order. In my books, I've talked about it as divine order, but he spoke of sublime order. He talked about man throwing himself joyfully into the sublime order. And so when you get ready to start getting things in order, just declare, I am in divine order, I am in sublime order now. And let's just take this statement. I am in divine order, I am in sublime order now, together. I am in divine order, I am in sublime order now. Also, look at some number 8 on the inside. Page number 8, I am rich, well, and happy, and every phase of my life is in divine order now. This is a marvelous statement to use. Let's declare it together. I am rich, well, and happy, and every phase of my life is in divine order now. When things seem inharmonious or out of order, instead of rushing about frantically trying to make them right in an outer way first, instead of trying to change other people and make them more orderly first, just remind yourself that lack of order first exists within you. If you can get your own thoughts and your own feelings orderly, then the people, the situations, even the universe about you seems to respond. And so it's a marvelous idea to work with, divine order, sublime order. Now, another way that we can invoke the cleansing laws of prosperity is by writing out what we want to eliminate from our lives. If you'll look at your decree sheet, on the inside we have places for you to write out three different areas. The first area is to write out what you want to eliminate from your life. This is another way to invoke this cleansing law of prosperity, to get free of that which you do not want. Now, for many years, I did what many success courses and books talk about. I wrote out the second list. I wrote out what I wanted to bring into my life, what I wanted to happen in my life. And it worked in a great way. But I had one nagging problem that I seemed unable to clear out of my life. And then somewhere I read about this idea of writing out first what you want eliminated from your life. And so I decided to try it. And a very interesting thing happened. As soon as I was very honest with myself and just secretly, quietly, privately wrote out what I wanted eliminated from my life, which was that particular problem, within a short length of time, it began to clear away in a very orderly way without my having to do anything about it. Now, it's good to remind ourselves of what the word elimination means when we think of writing out what we want eliminated from our life. The word elimination, or the function of elimination, is twofold. First, to eliminate error from our lives, and then to expand our good. And so you do not have to be afraid of the word elimination, you see. You do not have to be afraid that if you write out what you want eliminated from your life, that something else may be taken from you too. Instead, the word eliminate has a twofold meaning: to eliminate error and then to expand your good. Elimination of something from your life is always an indication that something better is on the way. And so after writing out your elimination list, it's just good to declare, "I let go and trust." You see, that helps us to release it. Now, somewhere we have this idea. Oh, on the front of number 3, on the front, that last section says, "I let go and trust." And let's declare it together. I let go and trust. Sometimes on an elimination list, you might want to just write that idea at the bottom of it. I let go and trust, and that helps you to gain your freedom. Now, when you're trying to achieve a result, and it has not come, it's often because there is still something in mind, body, affairs, or relationships that you need to free, release, renounce, eliminate. And as long as you put off this elimination process, you put off results. Every phase of life requires renunciation. Every advance means the rejection of something old. But elimination not only takes something from us, it gives something to us, because, again, it forms that vacuum that opens the way for the new good. And so you can make your elimination list knowing that it will not only take something from you that you've outgrown, but that it will bring new good to you. Now, I have found that this elimination idea is a fabulous one to work with. Once when I was working with the idea of releasing, loosing, letting go, that which was no longer for my highest good, I found that things that I hadn't had in mind began to move out of my life. Some old surroundings, some old possessions, some old relationships that simply had run their course in my life. They just began to move right out of my life when I began to declare release and renunciation. And so it's a marvelous idea to work with. Now, we talked about cleaning out the closet. Along with cleaning out the closet, another way to invoke the cleansing law of prosperity is to clean out our lives if they need it. If we want to be prospered, if we want to be healed, if we want our good to come to us, we must clean up and clean out our lives as well. It is useless to affirm benefits and protection and supply and right answers if all of the time we are doing those things that we know are not right in the sight of God and man. So often when one first learns about the power of thought, he thinks or gains the idea that he can use the power of thought or mind power to get other people to do what he wants them to do. And he may even see it happen for a time. He may try to plaster over his life with some of these ideas. But usually such results are temporary unless they have been founded upon the right basis. For instance, there once was a lonely widow who had led a life of emotional and moral compromise since the death of her husband, feeling that she had to settle for that arrangement. And finally, she heard about this cleansing law of prosperity, and she realized that if she wished to remarry happily, she must clean up and clean out her life. And so she did so. She began to clear out of her life some compromising relationships. And after she did so, there was a quiet period in there, and she just kept saying, well, I let go and trust. And she said that within a year from the time she began to use this cleansing law of prosperity, that she met and happily married a very fine man whom she would not have met in her previous circle of acquaintances. And so it is true that the universe seems to withhold the next development until order is first established in the present situation. This woman proved that elimination is twofold. When she eliminated error from her life, the expanded good came to her. And so again, let's use number four. It just kind of helps the release idea work for us easily. I now let go worn-out things, worn-out conditions, worn-out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. Let's declare it together. I now let go worn-out things, worn-out conditions, worn-out relationships. Divine order is now established and maintained in me and in my world. Good. Now, friends, another way that we can invoke the cleansing laws of prosperity, and of course this has to do with the emotional phases, you see, of prosperity that we're talking about here. We can cleanse our minds for prosperity by practicing forgiveness. There is prospering power in forgiveness. This is the emotional side of prosperity. Many people are never permanently prospered, no matter what else they do, because they are holding grudges and negative feelings toward other people. Until they get down to business and forgive, their prosperity does not come. Now, many people are afraid of the word forgive. It makes them uncomfortable to think about it because they have had a misconception of what the word means. The word forgive simply means to give up. Forgiveness is not an unpleasant, dramatic, outer act in which you say, I'm sorry, when you aren't. Instead, forgiveness is a pleasant inner act that leaves you at peace with yourself and other people. It's a private affair, this business of forgiveness. And so it's good to give yourself a universal forgiveness treatment every day. This keeps your mind and emotions cleared of negative feelings that can block your good. Negative feelings that you may be aware of, negative feelings that may be subconscious and you aren't aware of. Nevertheless, as you begin to declare forgiveness every day, it begins to happen for you. Now let's look at number five on the front of our decree sheet. This is a marvelous forgiveness statement to use every day. All that has offended me, I forgive. Within and without, I forgive. Things past, things present, things future, I forgive. I forgive everything and everybody who can possibly need forgiveness of the past or present. I forgive positively everyone. I am free and they are free too. All things are cleared up between us now and forever. Let's give ourselves a universal forgiveness treatment right now together. All that has offended me, I forgive. Within and without, I forgive. Things past, things present, things future, I forgive. I forgive everything and everybody who can possibly need forgiveness of the past or present. I forgive positively everyone. I am free and they are free too. all things are cleared up between us now and forever. Now, friends, to help make it easier for you, we have a forgiveness sheet in your kit, and you may want to take it home or take it back to your most hotel room here tonight and work on it. Your forgiveness list, and you'll notice that point number one, you list the people that the people, organizations, situations, or experiences of the past or present whom you now forgive. Just simply write them out. And then you see the statement below that you can use. I fully and freely forgive. I loose you and let you go to your good quickly and in peace. All is cleared up between us now and forever. And then the second section, people, organizations, situations, or experiences of the past or present whom you desire to forgive you. And just go right ahead and write them out too. And then declare, you fully and freely forgive me. You loose me and let me go to my good quickly and in peace. All is cleared up between us now and forever. Now, friends, let's look at that section there, which comes out of some of my books. Here is a forgiveness technique that can transform your life. Spend half an hour every day mentally forgiving everyone that you are out of harmony with or are concerned about. Subconsciously, they will respond. If you have accused yourself of failure or mistake, forgive yourself too. Many people are never permanently prospered, no matter what else they do, because they have not done this. Until they forgive, their prosperity does not come. The word forgive simply means to give up. Forgiveness is a pleasant inner act that helps you give up negative emotions and clears away the blocks to your good. As you practice forgiving yourself and others daily, the results in increased health, wealth, and happiness will astound you. And so you'll want to work with your forgiveness list. A businessman in Florida, he was a retired businessman down there, and he told me one time that he felt that forgiveness had kept him whole and hearty in his mid-70s and out on the golf course having a marvelous time in retirement when many of his friends in retirement were having all kinds of problems. They were having all kinds of health problems. They were having all kinds of emotional problems. He said that he had some friends who had retired, some business friends, and every time he played golf with them, they wanted to spend the whole time while they played golf talking about all their business problems of the past, all the people that had problems with in business, and so on. And he said that most of those people were very unhappy. They were having health problems, emotional problems, and so on. And so he was constantly talking to them about forgiveness, the prospering power of forgiveness. He had just taken a trip around the world with his new wife, and he was saying that forgiveness, he felt, was the formula and was the secret to his good health and to his happy way of life in retirement. And then a businesswoman told me, after she had heard this idea of the prospering power of forgiveness, she said, you know, that makes sense to me, because she says, I have a sister who is a millionaire today. She says she's a millionaire because of forgiveness. She said, we have had many problems in our family. And my sister has often had to forgive and give up and forgive and give up. And she says, every time she's forgiven, it seems to have just opened the way for more of everything to come to her. And she says, I feel that she is a millionaire today because of forgiveness. And so forgiveness prospers. Let's declare it. Forgiveness prospers together. Forgiveness prospers. Now, friends, it's an interesting idea and an easy one to work with, because the word forgive simply means to give up. And often the greatest way that we can forgive other people is simply to give up any ill thoughts about them, just to release them from our thinking entirely. Sometimes the way to forgive people is to give up any outer contact with them. You see, if we can't seem to get attuned to them, if we get out of harmony with them and can't seem to work it out, sometimes the greatest way to forgive them is just to give them up, just to claim our freedom from them. In any event, forgiveness is a constant process. whenever there is a block to your good, whenever you've done everything you can and your good still seems to be blocked on any level of life, say to yourself, whom do I need to forgive? What experience or condition of the past or present do I need to forgive? Because you see, one person knowing and declaring the forgiveness idea can help dissolve a problem where many people are concerned. One person knowing about forgiveness is all that it takes. So often people say, well, if my husband knew this idea, if my wife knew this idea, if my boss, my neighbor, my friend, my relative, and so on. But one person knowing about forgiveness, making their forgiveness list, can help clear up problems for everyone concerned. A noted marriage counselor once said that a good marriage requires a lot of forgiveness. We might paraphrase that and say a good life requires a lot of forgiveness. A businesswoman one time attended a lecture on forgiveness, and at the close we had declared some of these forgiveness ideas, and so at the close on the way out she said, oh, I feel great. I've just forgiven everybody I know. And I said, well, that's wonderful if you can do it that quickly, but most of us it takes a little longer. And I suggest you continue to declare forgiveness ideas every day for a while. I did not see that lady again for some time. When she again appeared, I said, well, how are you? How's everything? She said, oh, I feel terrible. She said, I've been working on forgiveness, and I didn't know I hated so many people. And so it's a constant process. It's a constant process. And this forgiveness list will help you to make it so. But remember that forgiveness prospers. Forgiveness prospers. The nice thing about forgiveness this way is that you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to make any display about it. You simply clear your own thoughts and feelings, you see. And then other people will respond. Situations, conditions will respond. It's a marvelous way to invoke the cleansing law of prosperity. Now, sometimes people say, well, but I'm not the one that needs it. How do I get other people to forgive me? All right, just by writing out the names of the situations or the conditions in Section 2, and then call those people's names and declare that they fully and freely forgive you, loose you, and let you go, and so on. Because everyone wants to forgive, whether they realize it or not consciously. And when you call people's names or when you write their names out in this context, it's as though they subconsciously hear you and they subconsciously respond because they really want to be free of the problem too. And so, again, you can work it very privately in that simple way. Now, friends, another phase of this cleansing law of prosperity is this. A fine formula is to forgive your enemies and release your friends. Forgive the people you hate or resent and release the people you love. You see, we must loose our loved ones and let them go to their good because strong emotional ties can block our good. This doesn't mean that we don't love the people in our world that we should love, but if our love becomes a possessive, dominating sort of thing, then it sets up such a strong emotional tie that there's no freedom through which our good can get to us or to those around us. And so we should loose our loved ones. We should work often to do this, to loose our loved ones and let them go to their good. This may be the very thing at first we do not want to do. We feel perhaps that they need our encouragement, our help, our understanding. But when we attempt to help them by keeping a possessive hold on them, then they respond, you see, subconsciously, and they feel that bondage, and problems develop. All kinds of human relations problems develop. We never lose anything that still belongs to us through the act of emotional release. Instead, we just make way for our relationships to be freer and happier. We make way for our good to come to us in grander ways than ever before. Possessive, dominating people have all kinds of problems. Also, people who let themselves be dominated and possessed have all kinds of problems. And so the simple way to give and receive freedom from possessiveness and domination is simply by declaring that idea of release. I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and let God. But let's put it this way. I think we have it somewhere. I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and trust. As we think about releasing people and getting them to release us, so we'll have more freedom. I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and trust. Let's take it. I fully and freely release together. I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I loose and let go. I let go and trust. I let go and trust. Now again, I have worked with this release idea and had some very interesting experiences, but I have found that when I have felt bound by people or circumstances, that if I will begin to declare release between us, that either those people move out of my life or I would move out of their lives, you see. But people often quickly move out of our lives and find their good elsewhere when we declare release. People, places, and things seem to respond to this release idea. Now, a possessive person, the reason there's prospering power in this idea of release is this. A possessive person often pours forth the substance of his thoughts and feelings into the life of someone else, and in the process he depletes himself emotionally and physically. Strong, possessive, emotional ties cause many of our problems, financial, health, social. And so if you feel yourself feeling bound by people, by situations or events around you, begin to speak words of release. I fully and freely release. I loose and let go. I let go and trust. You fully and freely release me. You loose me and let me go. You let go and trust. And then the good that is for us comes to us, but it simply opens the way for freedom in our relationship. Now, it's also wise to speak words of release for situations or for problems that you've struggled with and haven't been able to solve. Human relations problems, family problems, business problems, financial problems, even health problems. It is wise to speak words of release for situations or problems that you have struggled with and have been unable to resolve. For instance, just say, I release this situation to its perfect outworking now. I just loose it and let it go.